Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Exodus 23 today, verses 18 and 19. Exodus 23, verses 18 and 19. It says, "You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with anything leavened, or let the fat of my feast remain until the morning. The best of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk." Now, from this section of the laws, we're going to bring out a challenge today. It says, of all the sacrifices and all the offerings and laws, they had a purpose. And they painted a picture and pointed to Jesus. We've been saying this all along, that the feasts and the laws and the heart of what the law is pointing to were all helping us to see the heart of God and his love for us and his provision for us and what he was going to do through his son. They all pointed to Jesus and his pure sacrifice for our sins and God's pure heart for us to give us his best. That's what they're all saying. And we see here, the best of the first fruits, verse 19, the best of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. Why? Because God gave us his own son. He gave us his best. The Bible actually says that our lives show whether or not we really have a heart for God. Are we giving God our best? Or are we giving God leftovers at best? In Malachi chapter 3, listen to verses 6 through 14. God says to the nation of Israel, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed." In other words, I made a promise to your forefathers. That's the only reason you're still around. "From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I'll return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and your contributions, you're cursed with a curse, for you're robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. I'll rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you'll be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord, but you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it's vain to serve God. What's the profit of our keeping this his charge, or of walking in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test, and they escape." Listen to what he says in chapter 1. Malachi says this. It says, "A son," verse 6, "a son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I'm a father, where is my honor? If I'm a master, where is my fear, says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name? By offering polluted food upon my altar. But you say, how have we polluted you? By saying that the Lord's table may be despised. When you offer blind animals in sacrifice, is that not evil? And when you offer those that are lame or sick, is that not evil? Present that to your governor. Will he accept you or show you favor, says the Lord of hosts?" Here we see that the nation of Israel was going through the motions in their worship, but they weren't giving God what he had asked for. He had said in the law, they were to give the best of the first fruits of the ground and the best of their flock. That's why Abel's sacrifice was offered. And we see in Genesis 4, he gave God the firstborn, the fatlings. He gave his breeding stock. Why? Because he was saying, God, you're my provision. You're my supply. You're my source. It all points to Jesus and how he has provided for us for our sins. And he is our best. He's our shield. He is our supply. But what do? When we give our offerings to the Lord and our tithes and our offerings, the Bible actually talks in the New Testament about tithes and offerings. People say, well, there's not tithing in the New Testament. Well, actually, go read Matthew 23 again, and you'll see Jesus told the Pharisees that they had neglected the weightier matters of the law, and they should have kept tithing and remembered the more important stuff. On top of that, the Bible talks about us having a generous heart. Actually, if someone says, as a Christian, I tithe, and that's all they give, that shows their heart is actually giving the least. The Bible talks about being generous to God, giving God our best. Folks, God says, I gave you my best. Show me your true worship and your true trust in me. Give me your best. Don't give me your leftovers. Don't give me what's left at the end of the month. Give me your best. And watch, he said, test me. See if I don't pour out for you a blessing so that you won't be able to handle it. And he does that so that we'll be able to share more with others. There's more I can't wait to share with you from Exodus. That won't be, though, for a couple of weeks. Tomorrow we're going to be in Joel, and then next Monday we're going to actually be in some Christmas challenges to get ready for the season. Hope to see you then.